What's up, everybody? My name is Saeed.
See, he doesn't. You don't do the intros like that. That's why I felt weird. Welcome to What in the Mountain. How y'all doing today? We live here in effect with Goofy Terry Jones here in the building. Clap it up! Clap it up! Clap it up! Clap it up! Clap it up!
What's up?
How you doing today, family?
Man, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm good.
You look cozy.
Yeah, man. We in this DMV weather. We hot and cold today, so.
I did not expect the weather to be hot today.
I can't stand it. I'm pissed off because it's like, bro, I've been pulling out my sweaters. I'm getting ready to go. I have all this stuff hung up, put my summer clothes away, and it's still hot.
Yeah. So it's like. This is that get sick weather because it gets super hot in the morning and then, or it's super cold
in the morning.
Then it get hot in the middle and then. Later on, we're going to be freezing.
I doubt if it's even going to snow around holiday time.
No, I don't think so. Amen. I think we're done with that.
Like I told you.
Back when life was good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. I think we're done with that.
But yeah, man, tell us about yourself, man. Where did the name Goofies come from?
Or just Goofy?
Is it Goofy or Goofies?
It's Goof.
Both.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Both.
Because I saw it on your IG title. It said, Terry Goofy Jones. And then yeah. I saw in your, obviously on your handle, is Goofy with like a,
yeah, it was supposed to be Goofy, but you know how Instagram go when somebody already got the name, so I just kept adding S's. Then I decided to change it, and I wanted to go back, and I couldn't get the one S no more, so I had to add four.
All right, so where did that name come from, then?
I got it from this slow girl in school.
Fair enough.
She was bad. She ain't never talked to me until I wore a Goofy hoodie. Then she seen me. She seen me. She said, "Hey, Goofy." It's like, I guess that's me.
So it just stuck.
So yeah.
And I started wearing the hoodie all the time. And everybody was just like, I love that hoodie. I love that hoodie. And it was my favorite color. So I don't know. I just stuck with it.
What kind of Goofy hoodie was it? Was it like?
It was literally from the Disney store. It was an orange Goofy hoodie.
Mm. With his like face like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right in the center.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, salute to you, by the way, for wearing our colors, by the way. If you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Orange is our aesthetic. So salute to you. All right.
That's my favorite color. You know, I was going to wear that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so like after you blew up, did she like start?
No, I actually seen her again, and she didn't even know who I was.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah. Damn. So she didn't remember nothing. I don't know if it was because she was slow, or I don't know. You know, I don't know.
So being a comedian in the DMV, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the struggles of being a comedian in the DMV like are? Like, what makes it different than like you know maybe being a comedian elsewhere? Like, what makes this what it is, and what struggles do you face trying to come up?
I'm going
to
say this because I watched your interview with Now, right? Mm-hmm. And then your platform and just, you know, seeing the aesthetic of the room, I can tell, like, your audience is different, right? Your audience is different. And I was telling you Funny B the other day.
Salute to B-Nard.
Yeah, shout out to B-Nard and Lean. Whole squad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even Zaid, you know. But I was telling them, like, being from the culture of the DMV is the problem, not being from the DMV.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like the fan base, my fan base is from that, like the, from that culture, that A kill mode, go-go culture. And this is the culture that is killing from the inside out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I went to a show with B-Nard and Zaid and all of them, I go there and the love, even not how they approach me, it's so different. It's so different. It's like I was almost like, man, I want to quit doing what I do, and I just want to do what y'all do. Like,
yeah.
I told Zaid, I said, man, just send me like three animes to watch that I need to lock into. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I watch anime, but not enough to the point where I can make content about it. You know?
Yeah.
And I like to have some substance to it. I don't want like the cliche, like I'm just doing somebody else content. So it's cool, right? It's cool if you know how to manage it. But if you stay in that little culture bubble too long, the same way they love you is the same way they're going to kill you. Like they're going to say, hey, you the best. Don't go nowhere. And then when you don't go nowhere, they're going to say, like, you ain't on nothing.
It's like, you still doing that?
Yeah.
No, literally, we had the same conversation with Big One.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him here on the podcast. Salute to Big One.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He was literally saying, like, yeah.
I seen him in court. That was the weirdest
Wait,
thing.
What?
Yeah, like, what? I was in the courtroom, and it was, like, something light. Actually, it wasn't nothing light. So I was wondering why he was in that courtroom. I was like, hey, what's up, bro? You know, he was, I don't know. Go ahead.
He probably wasn't happy.
So yeah.
But we had the same talk about, like, if he'll, and even his tip was this, like, if you want to, like, sort of reach certain levels, like, you gotta eventually get out of the DMV.
For sure.
And they say that because, and just in general, because it's like, you gotta limit yourself based on the content you put out, especially if you base your content on DMV stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you'll be known as like a local celebrity. Yeah, people mm-hmm. know you. Oh yeah, no, that's that dog Goofy. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. funny or whatever. But like, and I know some people are fine with just sort of being that guy in their yeah. area, whatever, just for the respect and whatnot. But at the yeah. same time, it's like,
that is not at all what I want. Just to be clear, that is not at all what I want.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm just yeah. letting the people know who watching, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm saying yeah. you as an example, just yeah. for namesake. Yeah. Just like in general, like you don't want people to try to box you in, right? Yeah, facts. And I know the content you put out and stuff like that, just in general, and what you're trying to do based off of what you put out. I can imagine people, you know, you wouldn't want to just be limited to just the DMV audience. Yeah. You'd want it to yeah. be out there so people can see you more, get more exposure.
For sure.
So you can be reached out to for more stuff, or so you can have more opportunities to yeah. branch out to do other stuff as opposed yeah. to just being just DMV.
Facts.
And yeah.
And it's half and half. It's half my fault and then half, like, I will put it on the area, because if you keep yourself here, like, literally, what you talk about will be, you know, what you're around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the DMV... The DMV is small but big at the same time. If you want to talk about like the DMV culture, we got what we got, right? But it's so many other places. Like when you go out, what we like to call Super Maryland, when you go out to Super Maryland, you're like, oh, they love you like you in another state out here. You know what I'm saying? And then they into different stuff. And that's who Nile and them, that's who they cater to. They not specifically them, but they cater to them and out. You know, I catered to them and in, you know, I went core, and it's all love, but it's like, you know, I also my the way I do content, I can also affect, because a lot of people really don't know where I'm from. People from Baltimore think I'm from Baltimore. People from here think I'm from here, but only reason you know I'm from here is because some of the content I choose to do, or some I might say Mo or something like that, and they be like, oh, he gotta be from here. But when I go to, like, to LA or Atlanta, they don't know where I'm from. They can't figure it out, you know.
As long as you're putting in the effort to try to expand yourself and sort of branch out and make yourself more visible, essentially, I'm sure you'll get eyes on you. So it's like, you know, by the end of the day, I'm sure things will work out. So that's the main struggle, you'd say, just sort of trying to figure things out with your audience, or trying to get that wider outreach.
I think it was me trying to figure out what audience I wanted, because for so long I wanted to please the DMV. I just wanted to please the DMV, like, but that was like the biggest toxic relationship I was ever in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until recently, I went to that concert. It was Jid.
Yeah, I saw that happen recently.
I was out there, and it was just like, I was in the DMV, but it wasn't the DMV feel. It wasn't the culture, but all them people in there, the way they were showing me love, I knew if I catered to them, I'm going to the next level, because they're going to pay. They was willing to buy the shirt off my back in there. You know what I'm saying? But I catered my culture, and they it's the opposite. It's like when they see me, it's like, boy, you ugly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you know, I know that's how we show love, but when that's the hard thing, like that's the most love I'm gonna get, it's like I can't do nothing with this.
So what would you say is the next level for you? Like, what's your next plan?
Yeah.
I got a couple things. I call myself the DMV Eddie Murphy, which is also putting myself in a box. But movies, directing, acting, stand up on a heavy level. I wanna do a special just so people can understand that I am really, like, I'm better on stage than I am on the internet. But it's kind of how, like, Eddie Murphy was. Like, when you just see him on the internet, you didn't see him on the internet. But like, when you just seen him on film, in his content, you looked at him one way. But then he dropped Raw, and you was like, oh, he's a dog in his own, you know, in his layers, own way. Yeah. So, you know, I want to touch everything. And I box a little bit, so I want to be an all-around entertainer.
Let me ask you this. Would you be down to do a One in a Melon stand-up comedy show with us?
What's that mean?
We do set up a whole stand-up comedy show, kind of like Def Jam comedy show.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yo, you guys
heard that.
For sure, that's easy.
We're holding to that. You want to do your transition?
I mean, you already did the transition.
It's time for rapid fire questions! Let's go! So, essentially what we do on this podcast is a segment we like to do is called rapid fire questions. So, just to see how quick you are on your feet, we have a list of random questions that we want to ask you, and we're going to give you a time period. So we'll probably give you a minute to see how many questions you can get done within that period of time. Is that cool?
I'm a little slow, but whatever.
3, 2, 1, go.
Commanders or Ravens?
Commanders.
Favorite comedian?
Eddie.
How do you pronounce this word?
Avenue.
so
Mumbo sauce or yum yum sauce? Mumbo sauce. Okay. Dream collaboration.
Eddie and Martin.
Can you say the letter M without touching your lips together?
Yeah.
No. What's the worst name for a child?
Dick? I don't know.
Capri Suns or Kool-Aid Jammers?
Kool-Aid Jammers.
If you could be any animal, what would it be?
Lion.
Favorite black sitcom?
Martin.
Yeah. You got through my list already. I thought I would have more. How many seconds did that take?
48 seconds.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
What's 2 plus 2 times 2?
2 plus 2 times 2. Okay. 4, 8. Do you do the timetables first?
PEMDAS, man. Order operations?
PEMDAS? Listen, I went to Wise, right? So just to be clear, this comedian picked me. I didn't pick being a comedian. You know? So I'm learning as I'm going. You feel what I'm saying?
And salute to anybody that does stand-up, because that's not an easy job. In the slightest, it's not an easy task. Because there's so much you have to take into account, right? Obviously, yeah. You'll have your your bit or whatever, but you'll also have to gauge the audience's feel, go off a certain energy they're giving you, and it's like you might deal with tough crowds and how you respond to that and how you react to certain people saying certain stuff. Yeah. It's a lot to adapt to on the fly.
I think it only changes like that when you. I think you only have to make those. Some of the things are just automatic, like you know what's how you gonna talk about something. But I think if you genuinely you wherever you go, you can kind of please everybody because they know. All right, that's just his opinion. This is what he's saying.
But if you
come off like a gimmick and you a certain way, like certain people, like especially like you probably don't like gimmicky comedians. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's like it's not an art. It's just almost like you just anybody can have your place.
Yeah, that is true. It's like you're a placeholder. That's facts.
And if you not like that, you know, I think if you just putting out like content about yourself or your point of view, because that's what comedy is, your point of view, you philosophizing, if I didn't just make up a word, just, you know, everything you've been through and how you see it and, you know, how you project. And so when somebody see that, it really ain't that heavy, you know. It's work to it, but it ain't that heavy. Once you get your point of view, it's like, oh, okay, I like that. That was funny.
One thing I noticed with a lot of comedians, especially the ones that do stand up, they're typically like wise. They're typically into philosophy, psychology, and they're more aware of things.
Yeah.
And they're able to turn something dark into something light.
Yeah.
So that's why I really do appreciate comedians. That's why you're right. I do not like gimmicky.
Yeah. I don't either. Trust me.
Yeah, because they can only do so much, and it's like it stops. They're stuck right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the ones that are able to like adapt, like if there's like a what's that thing called when people are like start talking in the audience, like
heckling.
Heckler. Like if there's a heckler, like you'd be able to like immediately adapt
for sure because you're being real. That's one advantage from being from the DMV, though. I will say I've been to places where a heckler may make somebody so uncomfortable, but it's kind of what I come from. You know, it's like that's the first style. Then you learn to storytell and you know have perspective and all that. But I come from the heckling style. You said something first, so I'm gonna say something. We can go here all day.
Yeah.
But I seen that in like a place like LA where they don't do that and they just all shook up and they angry. It was like, nah, you actually made me feel more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't telling people to heckle, but I'm saying, like, you made me feel more comfortable because now I can get in my bag. You know, now I'm being me.
Yeah, especially because roasting's already like a big part of DMV culture, period. Yeah, so it's like you're already sort of like accustomed to and like conditioning yourself to like be able to respond on the fly. Like, oh, you're big. It's so you're quick with it. So like when someone says something to you, you can think of something quick.
All right, bother you though. And truly it bother other people. Like it make them, and I understand why, because you trying to get off and somebody is playing with, you know,
like your rhythm.
You didn't account for that.
They mess around with your rhythm. No, and I do agree with the both of you with regards to like having a more real perspective when it comes to being a comedian, especially a stand-up comedian, because like not only does that allow people to relate to you more, but you're also putting out certain messages. I see a lot of people, like you'll see Chris Rock do it a lot, Dave Chappelle does it a lot, where they'll talk about real stuff, but the way that they deliver it, it's still really funny.
Yeah.
But the message is still there.
Facts.
Some people who don't necessarily have much substance to their comedy, you can pick that up real quick.
Yeah.
So they'll come off like
it's
a gimmick.
It's the same joke. It's just a different person. It's just a different face.
Facts.
But I appreciate all levels because all levels, like without that level, you wouldn't know what real comedy looked like. You know, like you wouldn't, and not to say that y'all not doing real comedy, because it's just a different level of comedy, but you wouldn't know what the next level felt like. You wouldn't appreciate Dave Chappelle if it wasn't like Larry the Cable Guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, he ain't really talking about much, but some people enjoy it.
It's still funny. Yeah, clearly there's an audience for it. So yeah, for what it's worth, you're still doing your thing. Yeah. Same way there's an audience for the our Tubi guys.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I'm not trying to hate, but it's like, if you have 100 films in your portfolio,
stop,
and they don't make it to any award shows, like any like actual like international award shows, I'm not gonna take it seriously.
But they millionaires though.
That doesn't matter.
I think that does.
It doesn't matter.
Huh? Like, if I didn't need to be the most mainstream person and still be making millions of dollars,
I appreciate film as an art.
Okay.
So, like, that's why for me it doesn't matter.
But a lot of people say the Grammys don't matter, bro. Huh? There are plenty of that artists that haven't been, like...
Bong Joon-ho said the same exact thing about the Academy Awards, the Oscars. Like, there's other very, like, notable international film awards or acknowledgement that you can receive. But I'm saying, if you have 100 movies just to make money... then it's a cash grab. It's fast food content. And I just feel like that's not worth my attention.
Some of the Tubi movies have transferred to Netflix.
Again, that doesn't matter to me. It's like, where's the substance?
What I'm saying is they were so good, they were able to submit to Netflix.
So clearly there's enough substance within that film to be able to get the eyes of Netflix.
Okay. But does it get
he
the eye?
Hate it. Man, no, but I'm
satisfied
switching.
With nothing.
No, no, but that's switching. Not. I don't want to watch a movie that is an hour and a half plus long, wasting my time trying to understand the plot or being disappointed with the way the movie is being set up. I don't want to see a toy helicopter being blown up because the guys are secret agents running away from Captain Crunch. I want to see something with actual substance.
That was a crazy way to say Captain Crunch.
Let me ask you guys this, right? Let's say, this is probably a crazy analogy, but let's say there's a restaurant, right? Two restaurants.
Okay.
Okay? They both charging $10, right? For a sandwich.
Yes.
One of them has 100 one-star reviews on Yelp. Mm-hmm. The other one has 5-star reviews on Yelp.
Right.
Which one would you rather go to? They both charge the exact same.
Easy option, the other one.
The
good one. Five, yeah. Yeah, five
okay,
star, yeah.
Then. So that's my. I don't want to get poorly substanced food. I don't want to get poorly made food when I can get better quality food for the exact same price, which is my time. So like, that's where I'm going with this. Like,
I agree.
I'm not talking.
Okay. No, you were.
You definitely were. And that's the problem. You definitely were.
That's the problem.
I feel like that's why we got upset about it, because like, you're not even giving them a chance. All
right, I'll double down. I'll double down. I am complaining. All right. I just don't like it.
But you can't complain if you've never been.
Yeah.
It may be your cup of tea.
Again, because the reason why it sounds like I'm complaining is because I'm now complaining is because, like, we started off as me critiquing Tubi and why I have a sense of not watching it.
But you're critiquing without actually having...
You're speaking out of ignorance, essentially.
You're basically taking someone else's opinion who, you know, I guess you respect.
So that makes you a sheep.
We all take other people's opinion.
That's not.
You've never taken another person's opinion when it comes to getting food.
My eyes are still open, though. Never. I'll hear what they say and still experience.
You can still see
it
yourself.
Myself.
And if it's valid, then you know, okay, so they were right. Yeah. As opposed to, oh, no, this actually, like, I actually like this. Maybe they just don't like this type of food. Like, you won't know unless you genuinely try it yourself. And then from that point on, you can have the 100% certainty.
Critics are only going to go in there and talk about all the bad. They're not going to go in there and say, hey, I found something amazing.
If someone in the comments who actually has a background when it comes to critiquing movies, I don't want any other person who's just like an average Joe saying, hey, watch this movie. I want someone who actually knows what they're talking about. Please send us a really good movie, and I will personally sit there, watch, and I'll react to the entire plot or in the entire movie.
I like that.
Yeah, can you send us a list of just like high-quality movies on Tubi that are like valid, like absolutely
valid? High-quality,
valid.
Good storytelling, every... You heard the beginning.
Yeah.
Everything
he
needs, we need to meet his.
You only get one chance. So if I'm disappointed, like, I'm never going to watch Tubi. And again, my opinion does not matter.
What's your favorite genre?
The movie, let's just do something simple. It could be anything other than comedy. Thriller is easy. Thriller movies are easy because, like, there's the plot twist can really make or break a movie.
Mm.
So whatever. Just not comedy, because I want this movie to be serious.
Hey,
we're all content with that, right?
What about a rom-com?
Nah, because like rom-coms, that falls into comedy, and they typically become cliche or corny.
You think they get corny at a certain point?
Yeah, they've always
seen a couple that was good though. Mm. Yeah, good, great storyline. Yeah.
No, they do. Like, I think Ghost of Girlfriends Past with Matthew McConaughey is a great movie.
You like anything from like was it Jordan Peele? I mean,
yeah, I love.
Oh Jordan yeah, Peele. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which like reminds that. Me.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, damn. I don't. Okay. So okay. Speaking of the fresh.
I'm sorry. Carry on. This is funny.
Hey guys. Nah, but all seriousness. So I want to show you guys a movie real quick, and we're gonna try to have you reenact it. Okay. Well, not a movie, but it's gonna be a scene from The Fresh Prince. So let me just show you guys, just so you guys can have a reminder.
What's up, y'all? This is Bilal from One in the Mountain here. If you want to watch us act out these scenes, the scene, in fact, that we're talking about is the scene from Fresh Prince. The
how come you don't want me, man?
The one where he's crying with Uncle Phil. Yeah, that's the scene we're talking about. If you want to see all three of us act out this scene individually, please go to our YouTube right now, One in a Mountain, and check out the full episode of this podcast. I'm sure you'll love it. You've made it this far listening to it. How about you watch the whole thing? It's so much better. Check it out right now. Like and subscribe. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
We do appreciate you participating in this exercise.
I appreciate this. This was different. You know what I'm saying? Certified different podcast. I've been on plenty. You know this is very different.
I just want to touch base on one thing real quick. Mm-hmm. For a few, just... What movies do the three of you guys rate?
Rate? Oh, what movies do we like
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, like.
If I can give you a list of like five
movies. Doesn't have to be like order. Just
no,
three,
no, no, no. If I can give you a list of like five movies that I do really like. And it's kind of diverse to be
not
real.
Five, I need three.
Three? All right. And it'll be a random assortment too. It'll make no sense. If you've ever seen a movie Ghost by Patrick Swayze, that's a very good mm-hmm. movie to me. Home Alone is one of my favorite movies of all time. And Jump In with Corbin Bleu from Disney Channel.
Makes sense.
I don't know how I feel about that. I really don't know how I feel about that. I really don't know how I feel about that. You looked at me like, typical. Like, what the hell? What does that mean?
He stood on that, too.
I get, makes sense. Makes sense.
Put it all together for him.
Oh, that's funny.
Muffle.
You're evil.
No. Nah, because, like, you know, like, I love you, man.
Yo.
You definitely have a Jump In vibe, though.
Do I?
Yeah. Like,
I love that movie.
Nah, because, like,
I do, too. That was, like, one of my, I wouldn't put it in my favorites ever, but.
Off the top of my head, those are the ones that come to my head. And I do really like that movie. So I will put it up there. Yeah, no particular.
And I feel like your personality, like, it would, like, those movies, Home Alone, and, like, the stuff that we always talk about. Like, so I feel like it's, like, influential. And
yeah. I mean, a lot of nostalgia. And it's just, like, yeah, just, it vibes with me.
Yeah. That's especially Ghost.
Do you want to fight? Like,
All right, what about you, man?
Man, I'm into movies that is just like out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I like Forrest Gump is one of my favorite movies. Okay. Right? Mm. I like the Django Unchained.
Okay.
And I like Life. Like the Life movie, Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac, all that.
That movie, yeah, no, that bro, that yeah, movie so, is. I thought it was gonna be a comedy, bro. But.
Yeah, right. It's that movie. Like, yeah. It's tough, but I like movies with that mix to where you got your comedians being funny, but it's just everything's not funny. Mm-hmm. They're being funny though, but mm-hmm. it's like it's funny because it's like. Damn, that's how they, yeah. I mean my bad, but you know that's how to react.
Yeah. So with that being said, guys, thank you for being on the show, man. Appreciate it, so man. Much sir. Love. So before you go, can you just tell us where they can find you and yeah, and then also leave a positive message out for the world. You know, just something
got
positive.
Got you. Okay, listen, you can find me on all social media platforms at Goofy's Jones or just Goofy's. That's JOOFYSSSS. It's gonna be four S's. I'm gonna be the comedian with the big nose. Listen, I got short films coming up. They're gonna be dropping on YouTube. I also have a podcast called G's Lab 2 Podcast, and look out for my special that I'll be shooting maybe around January, February, hopefully. And positive message, man. Look for what you don't know, what you don't know. Allow yourself to, you know, be open to learn different things because what you don't know, that you don't know could change your life.
That's a message to me.
But kind of direct. Take that to the bank, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Y'all got to be open and just be willing to accept what comes your way and know that you may need to alter, you know, based on the circumstances to get you to that next level. Not necessarily your values or your morals, but more so your comfort zone. You know, be able to open yourself up to different things so that you understand what other avenues there are for you.
Absolutely.
And make sure you also, like, you know, build your taste. So when it comes to not wasting time.
I caught that so quick.
But a fact, though, because if you, you know, take away some of the BS, you're on a high wavelength.
Hey, facts.
All we can do is just grow, man. Come on. So, all right.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for watching One in the Melanin.
Please share. Please subscribe. Just show a lot of love. We appreciate the love. And leave feedback.
And shout out to Jamar.
Shout out to Jamar as always. Yeah, he was in this too.
You can see how tired he is.
Y'all take care. Peace.